You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Norina Yahya, and I'm talking to Melissa Kihano, president for Southeast Asia New Skin Enterprises. Melissa, welcome to our studios. Let's talk a little bit about this concept of direct selling. Now, in Malaysia, some people say, wow, you know, very good. Entrepreneurship is something that should be encouraged. And others are like, oh gosh, you know, the thought of direct selling or multi-level marketing makes me think of people who want to push products. So let's talk a little bit about that model and how successful it's been in Malaysia and Southeast Asia.
Well, hi, Narina. Hi. Thank you for having me here. It's an opportunity to be invited here in your program. It's a good opportunity for us to talk about our industry, which is really not new in Malaysia and in the whole world. It's been around for many, many years. It's a huge industry here in Malaysia and in Southeast Asia. The direct selling industry in Malaysia is actually the 13th largest in the world. And so a lot of companies such as ourselves have been interested in the Malaysian market. New Skin Enterprises has been in Malaysia for 8 years now. We celebrated our 8th year in January, and it's been a good 8 years for us, as I think it has been for the whole industry. With all the ups and downs in the industry, our company has been in a growth mode also in the past few years. So I'd like to say that it's been good to us.
All right. So obviously, in your mind, it's a model that works. Do you think particularly it requires a certain culture? For instance, is it mainly where the women are more like, oh, I want to be able to earn a side income and not be so dependent on my husband? Does it require that kind of culture? What sort of does it require? High entrepreneurial kind of spirit to be existent in a country before it does well? What does it require?
Well, Asians are actually good for this kind of business, because we're naturally social. You know, we like to talk to people. We like to look at new things, and so the industry offers much of this. It started as something that is generally for women. I mean, direct selling, but it has evolved into something different nowadays. For New Skin in particular, our split of distributors is actually 50-50. We have 50% men, 50% women.
Okay,
and the profile has also kind of changed. Again, it started before as people going into direct selling to earn additional income, supplementary income. But nowadays, people are looking at direct selling as their career, you know, as the source of their income for the family.
So and now with the economic crisis, you think you'll have more people joining in?
You know, and that has been what's been happening.
Right.
You know, we have been, our business model is a model that's good for good times and in bad times, and during these days it has proven to be so. Again, you know, people keep coming, people are looking for opportunities, and direct selling is a viable business opportunity because first, it's easy to learn, and it doesn't require much for people to join this kind of industry. There's not a lot of investment needed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said now that people actually choose this as their career of choice rather than just to supplement their income.
That's correct.
However, what kind of impact would that have? Now, if I were talking to some auntie, you know, someone who's, say, middle-aged,
right,
and she says, I'm recommending this because, you know, and you think there's some credibility there because she's had so many years of experience and she might have tried other products or other things and she's found that this one works the best. Mm-hmm. If I was talking to someone who's maybe 18 years old, 19 years old, or 20 even, might not be so convinced to take a product from them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at them and saying your youth is actually working against you in that kind of situation.
Well, at New Skin, we have all kinds of distributors. They come in all ages, from different backgrounds, and surely, as you said, the older ones would have an advantage because, you know, maybe at one point or another they've done this. The young ones have their eagerness and their energy going for them, on the other hand, because the young ones really want to learn something, then they learn fast, or they are highly motivated to achieve and so they work harder. And so I've seen both young and old succeed in this business.
BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm talking to Melissa Kihano, president for Southeast Asia New Skin Enterprises. All right, Melissa, let's talk a little bit about, before we go to some numbers coming out of Southeast Asia, let's talk about numbers in terms of what people have to invest. Now, you say it's not very high, but this is the concern where a lot of people think, I would like to supplement my income, but there have been many cases where they've complained that, you know, I have to take up, I have to pay a certain amount. I have to, before either for training or for my initial batch of products, but I have to maintain a certain amount. Every month I've got to take a certain amount. And eventually, unless I've locked in into a kind of market of friends and relatives who will buy from me, I end up having to buy and keep and use a lot of that where it's not really worth my while now.
First, and I can speak for New Skin, the requirement to join New Skin is a measly 90 ringgit. I mean, it's just for you to be able to sign in and get the initial set of materials that you need to be trained. Other than that, you know, it's all up to you. You know, you buy products according to how much you can consume.
So there's no quota, monthly quota?
Well, as a distributor, there is no quota. But then we have certain levels in the distributorship wherein distributors would like to attain certain leadership position when they have to apply for that. It's their choice to be in that mode. And when they apply to become a leader in the network, that's when we ask them to achieve certain requirements to be able to maintain that position.
So they will indicate.
Then it's their
they
choice.
Indicate that their choice. So if they're not, they can stay at a level where they're comfortable.
And then they can just buy whatever they need to or buy whatever they can sell. Right. And absolutely no pressure.
No
in
pressure.
That area.
Okay.
And we also have this very generous returns policy. If somebody buys something that, you know, he ends up not using or he changes his mind, he got so excited and he buys it and then he goes home and realizes that he wanted something else, then, you know, he can return the products within the next 12 months. You know, we have a very generous returns policy.
Is that because you're confident of your product or you think that this is the best way to retain people?
Well, both. We were very confident first that people, you know, will keep what they buy. But if they don't, you know, because again, there are cases when, you know, a friend sells to a friend and that person can't say no, but, you know, we want to be able to give everyone the opportunity to make up their minds.
Right.
And that's, you know, if I may relate that to a good practice, you know, you mentioned earlier in your opening that there are some, you know, perception about direct selling companies being, you know, high-pressured selling, pushing products. And we think that this generous returns policy is an answer to that. If it's our way of showing that we're operating in good faith. You know, if in case there are people who actually do that within our organization, there's lots of time for the consumers to be able to get back, you know, whatever money they invested in the products.
In. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Southeast Asia. How much is it contributing towards the bottom line for the company? 13th largest, you said, Malaysia.
Malaysia.
That was Malaysia.
Yes.
Southeast Asia. What kind of numbers is it contributing?
Well, for New Skin, there are 6 markets in Southeast Asia out of the 48 markets of New Skin Enterprises, and all 6 markets contribute around 9% to 10% of our total revenue.
Wow. Do you think the, you know, everybody's
growing.
And growing. So you're not going, you don't expect a downturn even with this economic crisis, you think?
No, when everyone was nervous last year because of the economic situation, we had actually our biggest year ever.
Wow.
For the company and for the region. And we think that the same will continue, the same trend will continue this year. Now, it's just that there's a lot of people who are looking for opportunities these days. And
so you think that's contributing to the growth of...
That's correct. You know, in good times, people are comfortable with what they have, and yeah, they go about buying products. But during these times, not only do they look for products, they look for business opportunities, and direct selling is a viable opportunity.
All right. Now, out of the six markets in this region, is it all about equal, or is there any particular market that stands out and says, for some reason or reasons that you're aware of, mm-hmm. that it's doing even better than the others?
Well, I can say, for example, that Malaysia is the second largest in the region.
Okay. Right.
With its 8 years in operation. Thailand is the largest, but it's been around much longer as well.
Right. So. What do you think Nu Skin has been doing right to make it such a, you know, a growth and with potential for more mm-hmm. growth area? What is it that you've done correctly in your mind?
Well, I think we have great products to begin with. We pride ourselves for being able to develop products that are good for the health and good for beauty. I mean, we have the best anti-aging products in the world, you know, we would like to think. You know, we have developed products that are scientifically proven and products that we can demonstrate that work. And so I think that's part of the appeal. There's a lot of baby boomers out there who are just dying to get their hands on our products.
But it's just an area where women especially, because mm-hmm. they always want to look good,
and
want
men
to look younger.
Too. I mean,
well, more men now. But, you know, where they say we want to be careful. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a case recently that was highlighted in the media where uh-huh. a woman had gone in for a procedure. Now, that's not using products, she had gone in for a procedure. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. it's those kind of things that are at the back of people's minds. If I'm taking this kind of products, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not from a doctor or someone who's medically certified, mm-hmm. what assurance do I have? So does Nu Skin products come in with some kind of accreditation, or it's mm-hmm. been cleared by FDA, for instance?
Sure. I mean, you know, all our products are registered with the Bureau of Food and Drug here and in every market that we're in. We do a lot of clinical studies in every products that we launch, and education, it's very important. Whatever it is, whether it's a simple or complex products, the consumers need to study, you know, to be very discriminate about the product. They have to look at the ingredients, they have to look at the source, they have to look at the studies related to it, and they have to look at the company. And there are companies whose integrity would vouch for the quality of their products.
So you think it's the consumer, the person mm-hmm. who's buying, who mm-hmm. has to look into that, and not the person selling to them?
Well, the person selling to them will provide all the information, and
right.
it's up to the consumers to be discriminate with the information that's being given to them.
All right, that's
and nowadays it's very easy to get information.
Okay, if you have internet mm-hmm. access, you should be able to get the kind of information.
BFM 89.9, the business station.